This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ethiopia's prime minister and military chiefs say that federal forces have taken full control of the Tigray region's capital, Mekele. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement posted on his Twitter page that the federal government is now fully in control of the city of Mekele. Authorities had said earlier that government forces were in the final stages of an offensive in the region and would take care to protect civilians in Mekele, a city of 500,000 people. There was no immediate comment from the Tigrayan forces in the northern region who have been fighting government troops for the past 3 weeks. Claims from all sides are difficult to verify since phone and internet links to the region have been down and access has been tightly controlled since fighting began on November 4th. Thousands of people are believed to have died and around 43,000 refugees have fled to neighboring Sudan during the conflict. Iran's supreme leader promised on Saturday to retaliate for the killing of the Islamic Republic's top nuclear scientist on Friday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's top authority, pledged to continue the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Western and Israeli governments believe orchestrated a secret Iranian program to make weapons. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani was swift to blame U.S. ally Israel for the assassination. He told a televised cabinet meeting that the Islamic Republic would respond, quote, at the proper time. Israel's N12 news channel says Israeli embassies have now been put on high alert. But the country has declined to comment on the attack. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran have risen since Trump pulled Washington out of a 2015 international nuclear deal and ramped up harsh economic sanctions that drove down Iran's vital oil exports, crippling its economy.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. Thousands gathered in Paris on Saturday to protest against a new security law, which would restrict the sharing of images of police officers in France. Several thousand people packed the sprawling République Plaza and surrounding streets, carrying red Union flags, French tricolor flags, and homemade signs denouncing police violence, demanding media freedom, or calling for the Interior Minister to resign. The rally was one of dozens which took place across France against a provision of the law that would make it a crime to publish photos or videos of on-duty police officers with the intent of harming their physical or psychological integrity. Civil liberties groups and journalists are concerned that the measure will stymie press freedoms and allow police brutality to go undiscovered and unpunished. Police in London said Saturday they had made more than 60 arrests and expected that figure to rise as they tried to break up anti-lockdown and anti-vaccine protests. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Riot police clashed with anti-lockdown and anti-vaccine protesters in central London on Saturday. Police said that they'd made over 60 arrests and expected that figure to rise as they tried to break up the demonstrations. Officers said that the arrests had been made for different offences, including breaching coronavirus restrictions. Police lined up in a number of streets in central London's West End shopping district. Earlier, the anti-lockdown protesters were joined by groups who opposed the COVID-19 vaccine, and they marched through the city. One police officer estimated the protesters numbered between 300 and 400. England's current national lockdown ends on December 2nd.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. With no action on a pandemic relief package in Washington, governors, state lawmakers, and others are trying to do what they can to help small business owners, the unemployed, renters, and other people whose livelihoods have been upended by the coronavirus outbreak. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Some state and local officials are spending the last of the federal relief package passed in the spring before an end-of-the-year deadline to use it. New Mexico is giving a one-time check to the unemployed. Colorado is looking to help schools, childcare providers, and other services, while New Jersey is borrowing billions to fight the virus. Democrats have been the most vocal in criticizing President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate for failing to act, but Republican lawmakers in several states are also sounding the alarm. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more reports.